Hey, you guys.
Welcome back to another episode of Connecting With Your Higher Self. As always, I'm Chris.
And I'm Alicia.
Happy holidays.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's the Merry Christmas season. Boo-doo-doo-doo.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And scene.
Yeah, it is.
It is almost Christmas. It's a couple days away.
Couple days? We got about 2 weeks.
Two? We do not have 2 weeks.
Bro, it's 2 weeks. Today is the 16th.
It's the 15th, first of all.
Well, either way, that's not helping your
that's
case.
It's 10 days. That's not 2 weeks.
Okay. Those are two. It's more than 1 week.
Yeah, a couple days.
Anyways,
how y'all doing out there in TV land?
Really? TV land?
TV land. Yeah. Oh, good.
I was going to say, anyways.
We're currently drinking this alcohol that you mix with, like, coffee or hot chocolate or something. And, what you say it tastes like? Don't drink too much at once. That's what it tastes like.
Yeah. Because, like, it's good because of the hot chocolate. Then when you swallow it, it's like, oh, this is not hot chocolate. This is spiked, you know? I forget what the name is, but it was homemade and gifted to us on Thanksgiving, so...
It was not we're Thanksgiving. We're finally...
Okay, like 2 days after Thanksgiving, so we're finally...
Cracking it open.
Yeah. And trying it, so... Yeah.
What's been up? Oh, we started watching the show Young Sheldon, the prequel to the Big Bang Theory.
Did we already tell them that?
I don't think so.
Y'all just let us know. But yeah, started watching that. It's good.
It really explains, like, a lot. It is, honestly, and I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I got Young Sheldon over Big Bang Theory. I'm only saying that because I just feel like with Young Sheldon, it's more of a grounded show. I feel like Big Bang was, like, all over the place. Like, they didn't know which direction they wanted to go. Where it's clear, like, true. They have a direction of where they want to go, you know?
Yeah, I understand what you mean by that, especially with Penny's character.
Girl!
I don't know, maybe that's what their decision was to make her just a whore.
You already know, oh, can't make a wife out of a hoe.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
And that's exactly what Leonard did. Mm. Bro, because I know, here's my problem with laugh tracks in the Big Bang Theory and laugh tracks in general, they play laughs where it feels like, would anybody really laugh at this? Like, like when they make fun of Penny's sexuality, like how active she is, it's like, is that funny? And then...
Or is it like, you need help?
Bro, she clearly got daddy issues.
For sure.
Like... Remember that episode where she pretended to be still with Leonard just so her dad wouldn't, like, flip out? Like, she's not a grown woman living in California with her own apartment?
Yeah. And then, like, the whole thing with... I don't think Leonard and Penny should have ended up together.
Fuck, no.
I think it should have been one of those, you want them to work so bad, but it's just not gonna work. Just because Penny is Penny and Leonard is Leonard.
Technically, Leonard's a doormat.
But yeah, Leonard does get walked over all the time, so there's that.
Bro, and it's crazy because with Big Bang Theory, it's like who the characters were when we first met them. Some of them changed for the better, some of them changed for the worst. Howard changed for the better.
Oh, for sure. I thought he was a straight pervert. I did not like him in the beginning at all.
He was a straight pervert. Remember that episode where he was controlling the race cars? And yes. He was like, who's the red car? That would be me. That shit had me rolling for days.
He was very, like, every single girl he saw, like...
He wanted to marry...
It was like he was a teenage boy, like, that got no action at all.
Remember, I was about to say he's probably a virgin until he met Bernadette, but remember, he slept with his cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Why would they write that? Why?
And then they brought Raj to date that cousin.
Yo, they knew what the fuck they was doing. They knew what the fuck they was doing. That's funny. It's not that bad. It's pretty good. Raj, I think that's an open case. I think Raj changed. I think it was a difference of perspective if he changed for the better or not. Because on one hand, you could look at it like he's more confident. He changed his hair. He can talk to women. Yeah. But then on the other hand, it's like when he started to change, he needed alcohol. His romantic life is fucking terrible. What I don't understand is, how do you call yourself a TV writing crew and you let Howard get a stable relationship, engage, married, and have two kids before Raj literally found anybody? And I don't even think he found anybody.
He should have sticked with that arranged... Wait.
Stuck with who?
Isn't that who he was? No, the girl, the redhead girl. He should have stuck with her.
Emily.
But then when an arranged thing didn't work out... Did it work out or no? No, because she moved to London or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That nigga just couldn't catch a break.
I think, so, even though, okay, so it really did annoy me at first. Like, what was it, like 4 seasons that he couldn't talk to women? Mm-hmm. It did annoy me. It was like...
How he always had to lean over to Howard and whisper in his ear.
Yeah. Or whenever he didn't even know it, like, he would take one sip of beer. You're not drunk by that. So, you know, it's like a mind thing. Like, you're literally just...
Literally.
And then when you did drink, you were like a complete butthole to all
a fucking
women,
asshole.
So.
Like...
So that annoyed me, but end of the season him, I think, was much better. Like, with him not always relying on his parents and and getting his own apartment.
That job where he was working at the planetarium.
Yeah, that built his confidence too, and like that non-straightening hair, I was like,
bro,
wow, that made a big difference in what he looked like.
I'm sorry, but him with his hair straightened, it's just like, why the fuck would you do that to yourself? Like, it looked terrible. And then when he like let his natural hair go, it's like, and you bitching about not getting women, bro? Are you serious? Like, look at you. Like, what? No homo. But, like, look at you.
Yeah.
Now,
you don't see any girlfriend shouting, but I do.
I don't... First of all, ever since we started watching Young Sheldon, it's, like, literally a taller version.
Yes. But. When he met...
Amy Farrah Fowler.
Yes. When he met her, she really... helped him be more compassionate. She helped him. I'm not saying it was like a snap overnight, but he definitely started noticing things that he didn't notice before.
I'll give you that.
Yes. And there's like, even down to the last episode where he was like completely mean to everybody and like,
yeah, that was
selfish and all these other type things. And there's some episodes where he does learn stuff and then turn around and go back and do the same thing.
Like,
but then
literally.
That shows you, like, yeah, it's been, what, 12 years. But I'm still learning and I'm still growing. And at the end of the day, I wouldn't be here without my friends. I wouldn't be here without this, this, and that. And sometimes I don't know it. But, like, even when he was saying it, like, when Amy was telling him, when she was, like, yelling at him at the last episode... He didn't know that he was being selfish. Like...
But he knew, but he thought everybody else was being selfish. That shit doesn't make sense. First of all, they were all willing to fly to Switzerland just to watch him get a fucking medal around his neck. Right? Everybody's willing to do that. And he thinks out of nowhere they're just being selfish. Like, he doesn't at all think, maybe I'm the reason, maybe because of what I said, even though Leonard, Howard, and other people have come up to me like, yo, what are you? What the fuck is up with you? Da 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 da. And that's all I could think about. Literally, that one episode reminds me of too many episodes of Young Sheldon. It's like, literally just, he's literally, as a grown man about to win a fucking Nobel Prize in physics, you're acting the exact same way as when you were a child. Like, it's all about Sheldon. It's all about you. And you know what? I blame his mom for that. I blame his mom for literally for breastfeeding him till he was at least, like, 16. Like, that's how much she fucking nurtured him. I blame his dad for not stepping in. Like, come on, George. Like, dad, like, we ask dad. That doesn't count. That's the joke of the house. How he has no power.
I think it's like, it's like, yeah, what's wrong with him? Like, oh my gosh. Like, he just wasn't taught, and I don't understand why he wasn't taught social skills and, like, how to act, because he obviously lacked in that area. Like, remember when they did the twin test?
That episode where it's like she couldn't answer the smart questions, but he couldn't answer the, like, the questions about, what are they about?
Empathy, yeah, not even like the smart. So there's different types of intelligence, which is basically what the test was showing, and Sheldon had no social skills at all, or like telling what people could feel or what they looked like in a picture or what it was telling at all. He doesn't know that. I didn't miss he did. And it just really shows you where he lacked in
intelligence as far as that.
Like, in social interactions, social gatherings. Like, he didn't have really any friends. Tam barely counts. And a janitor and his professor that didn't really like him, like,
and,
come on.
And the other professor that's just the older version of Sheldon.
Yeah. So.
Shout out Cyrus.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. I don't think anybody else made that connection, but if you know, you know.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's just, I don't know why that wasn't a thing. Like,
I have a theory.
I need to study social skills.
Yeah. The theory is, I feel like once they, by they, I mean, like, his mom and his dad probably went along with it because of she said so. Once they realized that he was, like, a genius, they focused on that more. And I feel like if it was Georgie or Missy who was the genius, they would have the same problem. I feel like they have social skills because they barely talk to their parents. They talk to their mom, but, like, it's like they're, like, I don't know. It's like I feel like they feel, or they have the social skills they do because their home life, like, it feels like almost everyone's against them. By that, I mean, like, well, with Georgie and his dad, and then sometimes with Missy and their mom. But it seems like for Sheldon, it's coddled. Is that the word I'm looking for? Coddled. So it's like he's more comfortable with the people he already, like, knows. So how they let him act like an asshole, no one's correcting him on that. So he's gonna, you feel me, like, be that way in public too. Whereas Missy and Georgie, like, they had to go find, like, other people to, like, chill with, like, have friends. Like, you feel me? Like, so they were able to make connections outside of the house. And I think that kind of circles back to what I was saying, that, like, the home life is, like, the problem. Because he's baby.
It does start in the home, for real. Like, imagine if he was raised by his meemaw instead of his mom.
I was literally thinking that. I'm like, how the fuck, Connie, how did Connie give birth to Mary? And I guess, nah, because remember Mary was like, they was like, she was that way until she had
Georgie.
No.
And there was complications.
With Missy. That was Missy. Remember, because Missy had went over, and then she was like, you almost didn't make it.
I
was like, but they're twins.
No, they told it.
They
explained it.
Oh, okay. But yeah, we have these conversations, like, on it daily. And that's how you know a TV show is good.
Yeah, when it makes you think and question and, like, why. But then you also have to remember it's a TV show. So if he had the social skills, then it wouldn't have been as funny. And it wouldn't be as different. And it wouldn't be, you know, a TV show. Because it would be no problem, no plot. So, like, we understand that. But it's just looking at it from if this was, like,
real life. Yeah.
But, yeah, we've been watching that.
We've also been watching Found. That
I think we did talk about last one.
We did talk about that. Yo, oh, I don't want to give no spoilers, but bro, I just can't wait for the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Today's date is 12/15/2023. So in the future, look at the episode that came out closest to this date And when I say that, I just can't wait for the next episode. You know what?
Yeah, it's on NBC, right? And it's also on HBO.
Peacock.
Oh, Peacock, not HBO.
Young Sheldon's on HBO, and it's called Max now.
Facts, I keep forgetting it.
Facts, you still call it HBO. What's something else we've been watching?
That's pretty much it.
Really? Remember we used to have like 5 shows at once where we just watched?
We did not have 5 shows at once.
Yeah, we had Abbott, we had You, we had Modern Family, or was that early in our apartment?
I watched Modern Family because I never watched it before.
Did we live here?
I don't even think so, no.
Oh, yeah, okay. So when did we watch it? I guess.
But I took a big break on Modern Family because of
Haley, and then I think we picked it up once we got here.
I think that might be what it was. Yeah.
This lady took a big break because of Haley, and it's the funniest shit.
They really failed her, for sure. Her not being with
Andy. Pitting her with Dylan was probably it was literally like watching season 1 Haley again.
Like, I didn't even finish the episode. I was like, look, I think I did. I was like, I'm done. I'm cool off this. I remember it. I was like, I think it was my freshman year at UD, and I just stopped watching it until probably 2023.
Yeah. Or no, it was 2022, because we moved here in 2022. And that's when we finished it up. It was funny, because why do all that character development just to... She went from living in her parents' house dating Dylan and having no idea what she wants to do with her life to getting, like, a really successful job dating Andy or seeing Andy and, like, really knowing, like, where she wants to go in her future. And that went back to her living in her parents' house with Dylan. We have no idea what she wants to do with her life.
With twins.
And she's pregnant. Like... I feel like that was such a backwards-ass story arc.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck was the point of that? I think they explained it in the video, like, where the writers were like,
they were confused.
Was it confused? Did you watch it too?
I think so.
It was either confused or it was like they wanted to experiment with the character. Like, maybe things don't, like, always turn out how you, like, want them to.
Oh, yeah, they did say that. Like, even though if you get, like, pregnant or... I don't think that's why it didn't work out with Andy, but I think, like, her getting pregnant and having to stay there, they were saying you can still be happy, successful, and do it all at a young age and, like... be a mom. And I guess, but like, they did have their own apartment, but that apartment was like poopy.
They had their own apartment, yeah. And then at the end of the series, they moved into Mitch and Cam's house.
Yeah, so, I don't like it.
First of all, the only reason it didn't work with Andy is because he was doing Pitch Perfect. And Pitch Perfect 2. Like,
my thing is, like, the boyfriend don't always gotta be in the, like, show.
She don't even have to have a boyfriend, for real.
Exactly. That's true, too.
I feel like, yeah, but if the boyfriend was in the show, I feel like that would... If, like, say she stayed with Andy and his actor had to go do Pitch Perfect and everything, so they wrote a storyline where he's in Utah saving whales or some shit. Yeah, I know that's stupid. Shut up. Talking to y'all, but I feel like they would probably now Haley can't focus on this and that because she misses Andy too much, and now that's a whole episode, and I feel like that would just do too much, and I feel like somehow that would circle its way back, even introducing that to ending up with Dylan or ending up living back in her parents' house or anything like that.
I was just so fed up that it took me years to go back.
Literally, bro. Like, that shit was...
Seriously, I was so upset.
I've never seen you that upset at a show before. Like, that was like me with Serena upset.
I'm crying. Oh, yeah. So, after we finish Young Sheldon, Chris and I are going to watch The Vampire Diaries.
I thought we had to watch Call Me Cat. Or is it that your turn?
It is. But we can watch, that's like a, what is it? Like a sitcom. We can watch that, like.
We can watch both of them.
Yeah. Vampire Diaries is more like drama, though. It's not a, you know. So, we're going to do Vampire Diaries, then we're going to do the originals, and then we're going to do
the Legacy. I did not say all that. I said the Vampire Diaries. That's what I said.
Once you see it, you don't want to see it.
Yeah, okay. Bullshit. I'm watching Vampire Diaries.
You don't know how much I know him, because when we watched Gossip Girl, what did Chris say to me? He said, oh my gosh, you were so right about this. You know, I was on the fence and I just thought this was another type of show and da 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 da, but I really liked it. You know me. You know what? I'm going to start listening to you about shows.
Yeah, anyway.
And now that I know you, so once you watch this, you're going to want to watch the originals and you're going to want to watch the Legacies.
Let me tell you something, bro.
The last episode, you're going to want to watch it.
Bro. I can never watch Gossip Girl again.
That's your own personal...
No. Yeah, you know what it is? Because you know what? How you had to stop watching Modern Family because of Haley. Serena Vanderwoodson is the worst fucking character in cinema history, bro. She is the worst person ever. Blake Lively, hell of an actress. Much respect to her. She kills at her job. She kills in every role she's in. She played the shit out of that. Because I didn't fuck with Blake Lively for a minute. The actual person. Like.
I felt like that sometimes too when I would see her like.
Yeah. I'd be like. Oh. Just like, oh, this bitch. What the fuck? It's because, bro. Serena was like. Serena's like that in those old high school movies and TV shows where it's like the cheerleader who is dumb and just is like basically serves as like a fuck stick for the football team. She's like that character in main character status. Like what? Yeah, she's that. You know, if you write that character, you know what you have to write? Chews bubblegum, takes dick. Walks to class. That's all you gotta write. You can't write that as a main character. And it's fucking obvious. Serena Vanderwoodson did not have one meaningful storyline in that entire series. It was either issues about her dad, issues about whatever guy she was chasing that week. Because it was like, bro, Dan should really go get checked. Anyway. And then they ended up married. Bro, that's why I can't watch it.
I don't think they should. See, this is my thing about some shows.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it.
Because, like, you got Friends. You got The Big Bang Theory. You got all these things where it's like, oh, these people are supposed to end up together. Like Ross and Rachel. They saw each other. Fell in love. These people are supposed to end up together. Even though in the beginning it didn't work. They were on a break. And they weren't together for the like remainder of seasons since the first time they dated, at the end they just automatically end up together. Big Bang Theory, Penny and Leonard, total opposites, fight all the time, end up together and end up having kids. Like it's like the fans want them together, so you guys just cave in and put them together.
They do,
but
the show.
Really, what'd you say?
I said they do the show to keep pandering at it and pandering at it till they eventually cave in and just give them what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like Serena and Dan. Yes, I love their... When they were together the first time...
The first round?
Serena flawless. Was better. She wasn't drinking as much. She wasn't going out. She wasn't doing drugs. She was with him and they were good. Like, everything was good. Then everything that happened after that... And then they still end up together.
Yeah, bro.
Lily and Rufus. That's probably the one thing that end up together. That's probably only because Serena and Dan ended up together.
Yeah, that's the only reason Lily and Rufus. Because if you think about it, let me just bring logic. Say Gossip Girl, the world actually exists. Like, these are real people. Lily went back to marry her ex-husband, who was absent for most of her kid's life, who continued to make her think she was sick just to spend time with him. Just to like...
That's crazy.
While she was in a relationship with Rufus. So he was actively doing that while she was in that relationship.
and you just forgave him, that was fine for you. The whole family forgave him for that. He's at the wedding. Like, bye. So, yeah.
Yeah, like.
Note to self, TV people and writers and all this. Just because the crowd wants them together, maybe the first episode, it's like, there she was. That was my person. Da-da-da-da-da. Doesn't mean they have to end up together in the end. It's okay. The world will not end. Like.
Yeah, and you know what? Every single person who bitches about, oh, they need to end up together or my life will be over, their name is not in any writing credit anywhere. So, come on, bro.
Honestly, I would have been, I don't know. I feel like, say Ross and Rachel, I think they were good, but I feel like the time that y'all just had it waiting, like, will they get together, will they not, oh, we're gonna get together, oh, we slept together, oh, I have a baby with you, like, all these things that led up to it is just doing too much. They should have been already together. Like, they have a kid together. Like, I just feel like y'all just trying too much for that one episode at the end to get them finally together, and now we can't even see them in their relationship together like how we wanted to. We just know that they ended up together. That's annoying. As a watcher, that's annoying. It doesn't make sense. And I would rather them see them happy with someone else, if that's really the case. If that's all you're going to do. And then, like, we knew when she got pregnant with his baby that they were going to be together in the end.
Like, come on, bro. Like, she had to get pregnant with his baby.
So why was y'all waiting?
Like, she had to get pregnant at all because they wanted to go out drinking one night. How many nights have they been out drinking together and that's not happened?
They weren't even... That was when... When was Emma made? That was when she had told the story to him. Remember that?
Yeah.
To get him. But, yeah. I just feel like... Keep me on my toes. Like, oh. Now that I'm thinking about it. Well, I can't tell you because I don't want to spoil it. But not all shows do it, but a majority of them do. And it's good to have a difference.
The Office, Jim and Pam.
Well.
No, I mean, even though, like, they obviously, like, they're going to get together. But the way they drag that on for as long as they did.
They do that. I feel like they only do that to get the fans to tune in. Yeah. But it's like, I loved their relationship when he proposed at the gas station. I was crying.
Did you know that whole set was, like, fake?
I don't know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's not a real gas station. They built that shit. Mm. Yeah. Rain machine and everything. I'm like, I would have bring all this shit to a real gas station on a day that it rains. Action.
On a day that it rains. But, yeah, so... Yeah, Jim and Pam was long, because what did it take, like 3 or 4 seasons? I don't know.
It took a minute.
Yeah, it felt long, and like, when is it going to happen? But when it did happen, at least we got to see their relationship, see them grow. They were happy. Yeah,
they had kids, got married.
Yeah.
At least they wasn't toxic.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these, like, forced-to-be couples are toxic.
Yeah. For instance, Serena and Dan.
That, yo... I'm sorry, Selena done had every dick in Manhattan. Serena done had every dick in Manhattan. So
it's seriously.
So I don't understand why anybody. Yo, when her and Nate, I'm like, bro. And then, yo, it's like, I'm sorry, but I don't know how friend groups do this. Like, friend groups.
Facts,
like,
on TV.
Like, what the fuck? Like, oh, I fucked you. We dated and we never fucked. And I thought about fucking you. And we're all friends. Like, I don't. What? Because then her over there, she's like, well, I fucked you, and I fucked your brother, too. And it's like, nobody, and you think, what? It's like, that's the one thing I never got, especially in Gossip Girl. I think they've all fucked each other, except
for Serena and Chuck, which says a lot. But it's only because if they did have sex, Blair would never be her friend again. That's the only reason. Bro, they did not
have sex in that whole series. Let me tell you why that's bullshit. Bro, Serena and Blair have done shit to each other that's like
unforgivable.
That's borderline, like, they could fucking declare war, like, countries declare war over the shit that they did to each other.
Blair was with Dan.
So yeah, I don't think
What did you think about Blair and Dan's relationship? Because I wouldn't have been mad if they were together. Even though I love Chuck and Blair.
Blair, iconic couple. But I wouldn't... If Dan and Blair got together, at least for like a season... I think they... First of all, shout out to Leighton Meester and Penn Badgley. Because their on screen chemistry when it was just Blair and Dan talking.
Yeah.
Next to none. I've loved watching scenes with them. I wouldn't have been mad if they was together, honestly.
Me neither.
Like, for real.
I liked it a lot. I liked that phase of everything, how he was like crushing for her and didn't want to tell anybody, but then it just like kind of happened.
Did they fuck?
I think so. I believe so.
Nah.
I believe so.
I don't think they did.
I forget. I don't know. But they kissed. I don't know. But I understood their relationship. It didn't seem forced. And I wouldn't have been mad at it. Even though I love the story of Blair and Chuck.
Honestly, bro.
Even though it's, like, heartbreaking to watch sometimes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because Chuck was going through some tings.
And Chuck put Blair through some tings.
No, for real.
Like, baby, you and I have had our fights. We've had our disagreements. We've had our blow-ups at each other. That shit. I feel like if we was rich, would that shit happen? Because what the fuck?
Bro,
he sold her for a hotel. That is the most G move I've ever seen. He said, fuck that bitch. This is my hotel.
The crazy part is if he would have asked her, she would have did it for him. And he know that. So in the end, like, it was crazy.
And they get married and have a son. That's wild.
Yo, I loved it. And when they were, like, running from the cops and, like, had to hurry up and kiss because of, like, you can't testify against your husband. So, it was just, yeah.
Honestly, I think, in my opinion, Blair was the main character. I feel like the show would have, honestly, I wholeheartedly believe this. The show would have been the same, if not better, if the Serena character was either a background character, like she was one of the, minions, or if she just wasn't in the character, or if she just wasn't in that shit. You know why? Because I'm about to say this. I'm about to say it. I prefer the Jenny character more than I do the Serena character.
Y'all, that is a lot because he did not like Jenny at all.
Bro, if I was Rufus, I would have been in jail for child abuse because I would have. Oh, I would have fucking strangled her with the goddamn Christmas lights. Like, yo, I would have been like, ho, 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 bitch. Like, oh, because she was on one.
I think Jenny was just like.
Jenny is Georgie.
Jenny was just fiending for attention. She just wanted to fit in. Georgie just doesn't care.
And you know what? Jenny had growth. She had growth. Her character was a fucking prick. And over the series, she grew. And even if she, like, as far as respect, like, for her parents and everything. But I'm talking, she grew from, like, that shy girl to going head-to-head with Blair. That's not even a lateral movement. Serena, that's a lateral movement. Her going from dick to dick to dick to dick, that's a lateral movement. Jenny literally, like, that was great character development. As much as I did not like the character, I gotta admit, she was really well written. Because she made you hate her. And then at the end be like, I fucking hate you. But you know what? For what you did, what you accomplished, I respect that.
Yo, remember when Chuck slept with Jenny? Remember that?
Oh, Chuck, yo.
Then Blair found out and banned her from... she banned her from the city and said, you only got holidays.
Bro, I'm sorry, but this... Blair is like the definition of hell have no fury like a woman scorn.
I'm about Blair.
New York City... You banned somebody from New York City.
She said, I don't ever want to see her face.
And then she left, too. And then she came back like, I'm back, bitch. I'm like, oh.
And then all Chuck had to do was
keep his dick in his pants.
One day. That's all he had to do was wait one day. Like, actually, it was the night, I believe. I just, oh my gosh. It was crazy. Anyways, the way that you're talking about Gossip Girl right now is the same way, if not more passionate, you're going to be talking about Vampire Diaries.
You know what? I believe you.
And then it's like, Vampire Diaries is exciting. There's something new, everything, a new problem, and it's a new...
So it's going to be like, My Babysitter's a Vampire meets Gossip Girl. Gotcha.
No, My Babysitter's a Vampire is a Disney Channel show. Just because there's vampires in it doesn't mean... No, it's not going to be like My Babysitter's a Vampire. What?
Why are you so upset with me?
Because just because you hear vampire title does not mean it's going to be like that. It's going to be like an adult vampire show, teen to young adult vampire show. The Originals is an adult vampire show. And it's not just vampires, it's werewolves, hybrids. You don't know what a hybrid is yet.
I didn't know what a hybrid is.
It's different than what you think it is. Which is, it's like, it's more than just vampires. It's supernatural. So, there's that. Then the Originals is basically the original vampires that ever walked the earth or in their universe, you know?
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Like, you're going to really like the Originals. Now, they do a they do like a episode introducing the Originals, and then that's when it started, like the Originals thing started. It's not after the Vampire Diaries, so it's up to you when you want to start watching it. Yeah.
Okay. I have a question involving vampires.
Yeah.
My babysitter's a vampire, right? The movie or the show?
The movie.
Fucking nigga.
I can't find a movie anywhere though. That's the worst part. Like,
I tried to download that shit illegally a couple nights ago.
Seriously, bro. They only got it. I think they only got the show on Netflix.
They only got the show. It's on Disney Plus, right? No?
Oh, yeah. Somewhere. I know it used to be on Netflix then.
When I first saw that movie, I was like, I'm a child, so I'm like, this is like the greatest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was the movie too.
Bro, that big shit, it gave me nightmares, bro, when it was like, he had that vision, and he was like, Jesse is Reverend Black. I was like, oh, shit. And with the vision where it showed the painting, then it showed Jesse, like, I was like, masterpiece, Oscar. My mom texted me, talk about the movie.
I'm crying. I really liked Vanessa and like how they went to the party and then how whatchamacallit turned into
Erica.
Yeah, Erica just changed overnight after being bit by it was like
so did Rory. Crazy.
Yeah, and Rory.
Rory is my favorite character.
Rory's a different breed.
Yo, I liked how it's funny to me because it's like in this basically like once again if this was real life. Then all these fucking creatures and all this shit happened in this one town. It's like,
that is how it's gonna be. Like, it's like, what is up with?
Can you imagine this shit happened in Newark and you just like see what vampires running around? There's a car chasing you. There's a hockey player that's made from dead body parts. I'd be like, why the fuck are we still living here?
Seriously,
like, no one ever questioned it. I just peeped it.
I'm gonna guess your favorite character. And Vampire Diaries. I already got it.
Who is it?
I can't sway your mind. I'll tell you after you tell me your favorite character, and I'll be like, remember that night where I said I'm gonna guess it?
Well, we have proof
of
that night.
Maybe I'll write it down so you don't think I'm lying. Or you believe me, right?
No. No, I will. I believe you.
I was about to say, that's odd.
Why'd you reach for your phone?
I know.
What's another good TV show that we've seen together? Little Fires Everywhere.
Let me tell you.
Yes, y'all, go on Hulu, watch it.
Little Fires Everywhere probably got the greatest soundtrack. It's golden, and it's off of one song. I'm going to play that song after we finish this. Little Fires Everywhere. It's a really good show.
It's a Hulu original, I believe. It's a Hulu original.
Yo, shout out Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington. Shout out Kerry Washington, bro. She was in my favorite movie all time, Django Unchained. She's one hell of an actress, bro. If I could work with Kerry Washington, I'd starring role. And I would put her in, like, I would make her the villain. Ooh, I ain't never seen Kerry. Hey, Scandal. Man, she's not the villain.
She's just the mistress. I haven't watched Scandal, though.
But is that the villain?
Depending on how you're looking at it.
Exactly. So I would put her in a villain role. Hashtag Kerry Washington, hit me up. I'm going to write a villain role for you. Watch somebody send this to her. Little Fires Everywhere. Alicia introduced me to this show. And I got to admit, all the time, I'm admitting this. Out of all the times, you're like 10-0. For however many times you've recommended a show and I fucked with it, honestly. So, yeah, I'm just like, because I think vampires are like juvenile, except my babysitter's a vampire. That's like my shit.
What do you mean by juvenile?
Like it's just like, I've seen, like, how many more vampire stories can you tell? Like, oh my, like, but I will give it a shot.
Same thing you said about Gossip Girl. I mean, granted, Gossip Girl, the title sounds a little...
XOXO. Gossip Girl. Like, that shit got stuck in my head for me. I ain't gonna hold you. Who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell.
You know, you love me.
XOXO. Gossip Girl. Can we circle back to the Gossip Girl real quick?
Yeah.
Dan Humphrey is Gossip Girl.
Dan Humphrey is the guy from You. Let's, like...
Wow. Like...
Yo, no, but yeah. They said it was, like... It was supposed to be Eric, like... And then,
That would have been better, honestly.
And then Eric, like, left the show. So they had to change it. And I think that was a last-minute option for them, but it worked.
It worked.
Because Dan is a writer... good with his words. Gossip Girl is always clever and knows exactly what to say. He has access to everything and everyone, and it all started when he first, like, saw Serena and, like, fell in love with her at that party. And then, first episode ever, and I know they didn't mean to do this, first episode ever, when you pan over Dan in the dark room at night and his laptop is open to Gossip Girl. Like, coincidence?
That right there is my favorite scene in the whole series.
What?
That ending scene of the first episode. Mm. Because of the reveal that comes with it after everything. Like, I still didn't see it coming. Like, he was willing to chat about himself, spill his own secrets.
Yeah, that's what it had to be. Like, nobody could be safe, for real.
And that's the genius of it. Like, I'm going to sacrifice myself, and y'all won't even know it's me. Like, bruh.
That's why I really did not like the first Gossip Girl. We found out who Gossip Girl was.
You said the first.
I mean, the second Gossip Girl, the new one that was canceled, by the way. We found out who Gossip Girl was the first episode, and I'm like, where's the rush? Where's the secrecy? And then there was, like, no gossip until, like, the girl and her dad or something that happened. It was, like, finally it took, like, 6 episodes. And then there's, like, so many things with, like, since it's 2023, they're trying to do everything so everybody's inclusive, which I understand, but sometimes it can be a bit much. Sometimes it's like you're suffocating me. Sometimes it's like, I don't want to have to watch a show that's like, how do I say this?
I just,
sometimes it feels like you're just trying to, like, push. Oh, we support it, so we're going to show it. But it doesn't even go with the narrative that you're trying to tell. Like, I understand if that's what's in it, like Modern Family. 2 gay dads, like, that went in with the show because they're trying to show all these different families together and the differences and, like, oh, this is new times and stuff.
And they made some funny gay jokes.
Yeah,
I just want to say that.
But this new this new Gossip Girl thing, it was just like, okay, there's a three-person relationship. Okay, there's two dads. Okay, there's this guy who likes this guy. Okay, there's a transgender. Okay, there's this.
Jesus
there's
that. Christ, we like, get it.
It was just so many things where it's like, I feel like,
you're suffocating.
Okay, we like, get it. You support it. What's the story in this? What are you trying to tell us? What are you, like, what is the message?
You know what's funny? The same message the second Gossip Girl is trying to push, like, shove down our throats, the first Gossip Girl did in spectacular fashion when they made Serena's brother gay. They didn't push that agenda. They made it part of his character. It was part mm-hmm. of who he was. It was part of, like, his evolvement as a character. It's yeah. not like, and they didn't, like, when I say they didn't push it, it's like not every single episode there was, like, a scene with him and, like, his boyfriend, or there was, like, a scene of them talking about it or everything. It's like they accepted him for who he was, and then everything continued as normal. So what they're trying to push now is literally what the first Gossip Girl did effortlessly.
Yeah.
So why can't you? It's like y'all saw that and was like, okay. So this, yes, this. Times a thousand. None of this other stuff.
And then, did you know Chuck is bisexual? Because in that one episode where Blair needed Chuck to kiss the guy. Remember that? And he was like, I would have did it if you would have just asked me. Because she was trying to come up with some scheme or whatever. And he was like, yeah, I've kissed a guy before or something like that. I don't know if he's bisexual, but he doesn't mind it. But, like, he ain't come out and say it, but he's...
Alright.
I don't think he'll ever be in a relationship with one, but I know he's done stuff with one.
Won't date you, but I'll fuck you.
I don't even know what it was like.
No, fuck, I'm sexual, joking. But... I'm joking.
But, yeah, so it's like, it can be done, and it can be done right, but the new Gossip Girl is just, like, too yeah. much, and it took away, it tried to make it a good show. Literally, the name is Gossip Girl. Why would they be trying to do good things?
It's a guilty
They're
pleasure.
All coming at all the friends, like, for a reason.
It's a guilty pleasure show.
Yeah.
You watch it to question your morals. It's the best kind of TV.
It's like... Yeah, you're not supposed to like the characters. You're not supposed to like.
Yeah. Maybe a couple, but.
Yeah, you got your couple that you like, but it's like it's not. It wasn't giving like, nobody could fill Blair's shoes. There was a good-ish storyline with the black girl and her mom, and how her mom like was so mean to her. And I guess she was supposed to be, like, not like the new Blair, but she was, like, trying to do that. But then in the end, she ended up being nice. I don't know. It was weird. It was just a lot. And the fans were liking it. And it was canceled. And I don't think the real creators of Gossip Girl was on it.
You can tell they weren't.
Yeah.
It's not even Gossip Girl at this point.
Yeah, and it was so bad because, like, you know when you want something to work so bad, and it's like, oh, I love this, it's coming back, and then it's like, no,
it's
wrong.
It's, honestly, it's a show that tries to push their agenda, but they put it under, like, a popular name, so they can attract viewership. It's the same thing that Star Wars did with Obi-Wan, the Obi-Wan Kenobi show. Obi-Wan Kenobi, that's a huge name in Star Wars, if you know, you know. So, yeah, let's make a show called Obi-Wan Kenobi, but let's make it about this Inquisitor who we've never seen before, who has to be a black woman, who has to be a bad guy, but we're supposed to root for her because by the end she feels bad about what she did in this nut-ass storyline, and a young Princess Leia who outsmarts a fucking Jedi master. I don't care if she's the fucking daughter of the Chosen One or not. I don't. She has not tapped into her Force abilities yet. I don't give a fuck. She is not outsmarting Obi-Wan fucking Kenobi. Fuck out of here with that. So it's like you just made this show to push your feminine agenda, and you knew that having a big name behind it will attract viewership. And you know what? It could have been so much better. It could have been so much better. And that's my favorite fucking Star Wars character, so that really bothered me.
Yeah. So, yeah. I feel like being that you're a writer, and we're talking about this.
That's why I'm so passionate about
make us some stuff that we'll like, and that we'll agree with, and that we'll not always expect, but will still be comfortable with in the end. Because I'm tired of happy endings. The originals doesn't have a happy ending.
I don't like happy endings either. I like write scripts with like tragic endings, because it's like I'm sick of going to the movies or watching the end of a show and everybody y'all is holding hands walking through the sunset. No, you know what I need to see? I need to see a dark, cloudy day with a black Mustang pulling up, and then a dude in all black gets out, removes his sunglasses, walks up to a grave, kneels down, kisses his hand, kisses the grave, and then the credits fucking roll. That's what I need.
You know why? Because it's not always happy endings in real life. Yeah. And it gives you false narrative. Like, that's kids growing up and watching a girl always with the prince and all this other type of stuff. That's not always going to happen. No. Happy endings. I remember Blair said it best. She said fairy tales are for... What did she say? Pussies. She said fairy tales are stories that haven't ended yet. No, she said happy endings are stories that haven't ended yet.
I think the first one is it.
Was it fairy tales?
No, yeah, fairy tales are stories that haven't ended yet. I think, I would get that tattooed.
It was either that or, yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, that's so true. Like, you did not end the story. Like, what happened? Y'all didn't ride off in the sunset. Y'all argued on the way there. Like,
I'm crying.
Make it real. And I'm not saying, like, somebody always has to die or... It doesn't have to always go their way, but...
You can write a tragic... If you're a good writer, you can write a tragic ending without having death involved.
Yeah. And kind of like that Hunger Games movie that we watched, the prequel. What was it called, baby?
The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Yes.
That is a... That's... I'm sorry. That's a good movie.
It is.
That's a really good movie.
It is.
Viola...
Sorry. Mind you, he didn't even watch any of the other Hunger Games. Now, go ahead.
Viola Davis, bro. Best part about that whole movie. Hands down. Hands down, bro. Best part about that fucking movie. And you cannot tell me different.
She was creepy. She gave me shivers every time she done walked in and talked and her eye and then like everything.
Remember she was explaining like the snakes, like if they have your mm-hmm. scent then you good. I was like, that made me low-key like scared of snakes. I was like, oh shit, I got shivers, man. I kept looking down like, are there snakes
there? Oh my gosh. No, but for real, it was a really good movie. And in that end, it wasn't a happy ending. I mean, we're talking about people having to kill themselves. I mean, kill each other for survival because of this new district. And now it's been pushed even more. It could have been over. But no, it went on for, like, what, 75 plus more years.
Literally. And honestly, bro, with a movie like that, it's a war movie. There are no happy endings.
Yeah. Well... You gotta wait to see Hunger Games. I mean, is it a happy ending? Because all those lives that were lost? Not really. But there's closure. I'll say that. But he hasn't seen it, so I'm not gonna say anything like deep to it. Wow, we spent all of this time just talking about TV shows.
Facts.
I love it. You want to wrap it up?
I mean, we got 6 minutes left.
Yeah, but if we start talking about something, we're going to go over 6 minutes.
Unless you want to start another one.
Yeah. Any last minute thoughts?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Why should we see them before the Christmas New Year?
When?
What do you mean when? We got about 10 days.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I don't
know what to say. All right, guys. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for listening and taking the time to be here with us.
Have a good and safe holidays. Happy travels, safe travels, and we'll see you next time on Connecting with Your Higher Self.
Bye.